What's going on? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We're the products of public school, but most importantly, we're a show that's overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And we are here to read through and irresponsibly speculate all of the internet's clickbait garbage, so you don't have to.
As much.
And today, we've got a lot. So we're going to start off with a good old-fashioned news cruise.
Oh my God, news cruises are my favorites.
No theme today, just news.
We're just cruising. And newsing. All right, so this first article is from cbc.ca. So have you heard of California condors? They're those gigantic birds.
Big-ass birds.
Huge.
They're kind of ugly, too,
freaking
right?
Huge. Yeah, they kind of look like turkeys, vultures, like a turkey vulture.
But a violent turkey vulture.
So
right?
They're super rare. They might even be on the endangered list. I'm not sure, we'd have to check, but they're very rare. However, 10% of California's population of California condors are trashing one woman's house.
So what is that? If say there's 100 of them, so there's 10 that are flying over at this woman's
literally
house and just
like
shitting on her porch.
No. They're not just shitting. They're actually trashing. They are lifting up her
pictures.
Flower pots. They are breaking out
chairs.
Her windows. They're actually literally trashing.
Shitting on.
Oh, they are endangered. This is a full flock of rare endangered California condors.
So my guess is they can't do anything about it, huh?
No, you can't. It's just like the ground
owl. You're
just
going to have to let them shit on your porch and knock over all your plants.
I honestly think shit is probably the least of the problems. Like when they're breaking out glass.
Because you can't go out on your back porch because you're going to be attacked by a California condor and you can't do anything to defend yourself because it's an endangered bird and you'll probably go to jail if you kill it.
Oh, okay. So 10% of the population is 20 total condors. So 20
condors on your back porch.
Trashing it. Yeah.
But no, I'm just saying 20 condors would be kind of terrifying.
Oh, you would
couldn't
be locking your door.
You couldn't have a dog if you had 20 condors out there.
You can't harass them at all. You can't do anything.
You just have to let nature happen to your porch.
So they're just destroying her house. She now calls them a big pack of rowdy teenagers. They're ripping up her spa cover. They are breaking things. They're just...
It could be a selling point if you're a bird person and you want to
bird
rent.
Watcher.
Yeah. Like, dude, we got 20. It's 10% of California condors.
These might be extinct in 10 years.
They're on the porch.
You don't even need binoculars. I've just opened the living room window.
Yeah, you can tell them apart. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look right out there. They're right here for you.
So she did try to help them maybe leave by giving them food and stuff, thinking maybe they would just eat and go because
they're just gonna keep showing up at that point. That's the same logic as don't feed the bears. The bears will come back.
Oh, these are actually tagged. These are so rare. They're so rare, they are government tagged. These birds, you guys.
They're GPS tracked, they're tagged.
Yeah, okay.
So they know if one dies and where it dies, and if it's on your porch, you're going to jail.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So these birds, this picture Pat and I are looking at, you know how in runner races, the runners have the vest, jersey, shirt, and then it has the number of that runner on it? These birds basically have kind of a similar thing, but it has
giant tags.
Yeah, a gigantic tag, and they do have numbers.
They look like the tags that are on clothing in a store before you buy them, like the ink tags that go off.
Right, but with a giant number. Like
they're big tags. I mean, they're big birds, so I guess that would be a big tag.
The picture we're looking at, the first bird has a pink tag, and she or he is number 18.
It looks like it's about 5x5.
At least. It's hard to say because looking at the size of the tag versus the
size
deck
of the
post,
bird to the size of the deck post, right? Yeah, I mean,
these
you can't really
things
gauge.
They're
huge,
like,
though.
They are absolutely gigantic. So, having your home destroyed by 10% of the entire population of a nearly extinct animal.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh my God, they destroyed her air conditioner?
There's just feathers all jammed inside of it too. It looks like one of them got caught in there.
Wow, it looks like the birds ripped off a cover for her air conditioner.
It looks like one got stuck in it. in one of the return valves.
This
or
is
something.
Her. I'm not even kidding you guys. Her house is so trashed. Yeah. This is awful. There is. I would move. There's shit.
There's shit everywhere.
Everywhere.
Big shit. Too.
There's a random bungee cord just laying. It
wow,
looks like
that
there's
is a
bricks.
Lot of shit.
Oh, the bricks laying on the deck next to the AC unit. I bet you she had put those on top to try to get the birds to not mess with the AC unit.
And they
I
just knocked them over.
I bet. Yeah. I bet you they just threw them off because they're so big.
But there is shit everywhere.
It's really bad. It looked like at one time she had a patio umbrella that's missing.
She has nothing of value out
nothing.
There anymore.
It is
she
so...
has shit. I mean, if they she can make money off bird shit, maybe then.
Maybe. Could you, if this was your situation...
You could sell it as like a wildlife refuge and have people come over and pay
tour.
You money. Yeah, like they
right,
do with Tiger
right.
King.
Couldn't
but
you
with
do that?
Condors.
Could you do that or no? I mean, it's your house.
I don't know if you profit off. It's so weird. Like,
you'd have to file with the state to have like a home business. Now this is endangered shit. You might not
be able,
to
get a business permit to have a business in your house if it's like a sanctuary for an endangered species. I'm guessing.
I feel bad for this woman.
I would move. There's no way I would put up with that. But she loves to watch the birds fly overhead.
How
That's what
crazy,
she says. There's a quote.
How crazy would it be if you moved and they followed you? Like
what was
they're
the reason
there.
That they're doing it? Yeah.
They're not there for your house. They're there for you.
Yes. They like to watch you.
They're stalking you.
Whoa.
So the next article we have, because it's our news cruise, is a McDonald's robber demands chicken nuggets. However, he came too early, so he had to accept breakfast instead.
Because when you're robbing a place, you don't want to wait the 3 minutes for the chicken nuggets.
Well,
you're like, okay, never mind. Just give me 4 Egg McMuffins. I need a couple hash browns, whatever you got ready. Just put it in the bag with the money. Not with the money.
Yeah. Oh, you guys don't have the milkshake machine on yet? All right, give me an OJ.
You know what? Yeah. I want one of those big cups, and I want you to fill it with OJ. Because they always give you, like, yeah, I'll have a large orange juice, and they give you the smallest
so
thing
tiny.
In the world.
It really is so small.
I'm like, wait, this is the large orange juice? Yeah. What's the little one look like?
Right. So this had happened in England. And he wanted the cash, but he was also hungry. So robbing McDonald's made a lot of sense. However, he was quickly apprehended, and he did not get to eat his breakfast before getting caught. How much of a bummer would it be if you're craving those nuggets and you get in there and you're like the whole 15-minute ride to the McD's, you're thinking about the nuggets. You're like, do I want ranch? Do I want barbecue, sweet and sour? And then you get
I'll
there.
I think I'll go with honey.
And you got the gun and you're like, give me the cash and 2 12 pieces. And they're like.
Do you think he got up early and robbed it, or he was still awake from the night before and went too early or went too late?
I'm going to have to say he was
still up.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why he didn't realize what time it was. He's
shit. However, if he was still up, would he be craving breakfast or would he be in a lunch mood?
Nuggets are anytime.
That is true.
That's an anytime
but
food.
I'm personally the kind of person that, like, if I'm pulling a late night. Egg McMuffin's starting to sound great.
Oh,
come
fantastic,
2 a.m.
right.
It sounds
so, I don't
so
know,
good.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that would be a good consolation prize would be getting the McDonald's breakfast if you can't get their nuggets. I mean, that's the only two things I would ever eat from that
place
anyways.
Yeah, that is true. Oh, well, their burgers now with the new meat, the real meat.
They have real meat?
Yeah, they have. Have you tried them?
No, I haven't had a fast food burger from them in, I don't know, since we tried the Travis Scott one.
That was before the real meat, I'm pretty sure.
It was before real meat? What
I
was
think
the old
so.
Meat? It was like soy, right?
I don't want to know. I honest to God, I don't want to know. So this dude stole more than $600.
Ooh, that was my next thing is you're not going to get a lot of cash anymore because most people don't use cash.
And so when he was told he couldn't get the nuggets, guess what he got instead? Because he had to pick from the breakfast menu.
McGriddles?
The McMuffin.
Oh, okay.
I've never had a McGriddle.
3 egg McMuffins. I don't either because it's pancakes and that's cake.
It just...
Cake for breakfast.
I mean, I'd try it on the podcast, but
it seems like it'd be soft and...
I've still never had Taco classic. Bell breakfast.
I've had it a couple years ago. It was good a couple years ago.
If I'm going to Taco Bell, I'm getting me a chalupa. Yeah, right. I'm not getting an egg
me
sandwich.
A bean burrito
oh,
or
Christ,
something.
Yes. So that is also some pretty bizarre news.
Yeah, $600 and some McDonald's breakfast.
That you
not worth it.
He didn't even get to eat it because he was apprehended before that. So that's just...
That's all bad in his
nothing
thing.
Out of it.
He got nothing at all. He got arrested.
Yeah.
That's it. He caught a case.
Yes, he did. So next, this it might be one of the weirdest ones. A wife stabs her cheating husband after discovering photos of another woman on his phone.
But plot twist.
The photos were her younger self.
Ooh. So I dated a girl like this. She would be that.
I know.
So out of
insecure.
Touch.
With, yeah.
Insecure. Yep. She would get mad at her own nude pictures on my phone.
Yeah.
Thinking they were someone else.
Yep. Yep.
Thinking she caught me.
Yeah.
Doing something.
Just always trying to catch you. Always.
Always. Yeah. Because if she wasn't trying to catch me, she wouldn't catch me.
You can't even laugh during Family Guy without wanting to bang Lois. It's like exactly. One of those things. That right. It's just crazy.
You're like, she's a cartoon. She's not real.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
You still want to bang her, don't you?
You like her more than me, huh?
Why are you laughing at her? You never laugh at me like that.
Because she's funny and nice. Everything and you're not.
You're yeah. So mean.
So she saw the photos and she immediately rushed to stab him for having the affair.
Do you think she had the knife in her hand when she had the phone in her other hand?
You think it was like the pocket knife and she just always keeps it just in case?
Well, I was thinking maybe she had a knife and then she was looking through the phone and then she got mad and then went and stabbed
like,
him immediately.
Like she was dicing the chicken for the tacos.
While snooping through his phone.
Well, he was looking at, so he maybe he was sitting in a chair in front of her.
Oh, so she
while
saw
she
him
was cooking and
scrolling.
She, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Okay. He's probably scrolling through some pictures, not even on Instagram, through his actual photos.
Right.
Like on his actual phone. It says that she saw he was looking at the photos. She grabbed the knife. She stabbed him. He was able to snatch the knife from her after being stabbed.
Because that's the first thing you want to do is grab at the knife.
I mean, she's going to kill you.
I guess.
She's going to kill you. So he was able to grab the knife from her. And when they were brought down to the station, blah, 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 she was shown like, hey, this is you. And then she didn't believe it at first, and then she realized, oh, maybe it was me.
Boy, did I get fat.
Yes.
Hey, look at me. Yes. That's not me.
Yeah.
It's you missing about 40 pounds.
That is pretty.
I mean, everyone's got an ex in their life like that.
Yeah, but we all do. Everyone does. One of us.
And if you don't, it's because you're dating them now.
I once had an ex that was so crazy that he was at work and I had washed dishes and I put the wine glasses away and he got home from work and he's like, why are there water droplets on these wine glasses? Were you using them when I wasn't here?
Who was here with you?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Two wine glasses.
Yeah, that... I'm like, you last night.
Right,
no,
I washed them.
These are still wet. They're still wet right now. Like, bro, I just washed all of them. Look, the plates are still wet, too.
You had dinner, too?
Yep, that was exactly. It was so crazy. So that is pretty bizarre news. Then Goodwill stores want you to know, public service announcement, please stop donating literal trash.
Yeah. I would think so. If you're donating just bags of garbage, yes. Like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. The garbage man, I didn't get it out in time. So here you go. I'm sure there's something worth value in there.
I used to volunteer at a crisis center for the church I went to where it was like people would donate it and the church would just give it out for free to families in need. And people seriously would donate actual trash, like not like leftover chicken bones and stuff, but it was stuff.
An old teddy bear that was dirty and
ripped,
like one,
ripped down the
one
center.
Eyeball missing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They would donate just like they painted a room wearing that shirt, so it's just covered in paint and it's all armpit stains. They would just donate that stuff because
it's a Van Halen t-shirt from 1984.
Yeah, and they would donate those things. They would donate like old CDs, VHS tapes, things that people don't want. And their attitude always was, well, if I had nothing, I would be happy to get this tape. Well,
cassette tapes,
yeah, cassette
or VHS
tape. Yeah,
tapes.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, okay, but people, even if they're poor, they don't want a random cassette tape. They don't. They don't have a cassette player.
They're poor, not homeless.
Right. Yes.
The homeless guy would love that.
Yeah.
You go give him all your garbage. He would love that.
Then we have suspicious chemical smell at Southfield Hotel revealed to be just hair dye. So they reopened it.
I'm sorry. If you have to have a hazmat team come out to your hotel room because the person or you doing your hair, a thing like that, that means you probably get a new stylist or not do it yourself because there's something gone wrong.
Okay, so many questions. First of all, why are you doing your hair
in a hotel room?
Also, how did the hotel not know that they've never, ever had anyone do this before? How did they not know?
Well, how do you have it smell so bad?
So bad. Yeah.
What are you doing wrong? What are you mixing? Bleach and ammonia?
Hair dye is a very strong smell. When I do mine, I got to turn the bathroom fan on and lock myself in because I don't want it to like permeate the whole house. You know, I mean, it's the same intensity level as spray paint. Or room paint. You know how that's that really...
it's paint, right? It's basically paint.
Yeah, it pretty much is. So,
I mean, what are you doing to your hair, though, when you have to have a whole hazmat team come out there?
Yeah. According to authorities, the fire department evacuated everyone within 300 feet of this room.
That's pretty intense right there. I mean, were you trying to dye it blonde or burn it off?
Yeah, that is absolutely insane.
Can you burn yourself with hair dye?
Yeah.
You can?
One time...
I don't have hair, so...
One time I went to Fantastic Sam's. I'm not sure if they're still open or not, but I was a kid. My mom took me to go and get a perm. She insisted I needed to get a perm.
Right.
So she takes me.
No one ever needs a perm.
No. But this is
nobody ever needs this perm.
This was back in the 80s. So she takes me, and this is my first time ever getting my hair done because my family was relatively poor, and the hairstylist put it on my head, and then she like put my head under the hair dryer, and I kept telling her, I'm like, man, my forehead is really burning.
It doesn't feel
like,
good.
It's just, it's burning. She goes, oh, no, that's natural. That's natural. I'm like, no, I mean, it hurts super bad. My mom's like, no, you're just not used to it. When they took the hair dryer and the foil off, I had third degree burns across my entire forehead.
Yep. Ooh, school pictures will never be the same.
It was so, my forehead actually peeled as it was peeling. Oh, no,
it's like a chemical burn, right?
Yeah. It's literally a chemical burn. Oh, wow. It's actual chemicals. Screw that. Burning into you.
Yeah, so maybe you should probably get that professionally done.
Well, that was professional.
I'm talking to the lady, not you. That was your professional, or quote, Fantastic Sam's, is that professional? Not to put anybody down, but is that a professional hairstylist at Fantastic Sam's? I don't know how professional that would be.
I haven't got my hair done at an actual place in probably 7 years, because last time I did, the lady poked me so hard in the head with the scissors that it drew blood.
Oh no.
So I'm like, I'm done. And that was at a higher end place. And I'm like, I'm
just trying to stab you.
So like, she actually slipped and the scissors that are super sharp went directly into my scalp and I'm bleeding. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, how?
Right.
I have long hair. Why are your scissors there? And then the final piece of content we have. At first, I heard this title, and I thought, oh, my God, I totally rolled my eyes. But then I read it, and you're going to see why this is actually important. So Peloton, you know what Peloton is, right?
It's the treadmill that has the streaming live workout.
Right.
And people on the front, what is that? Yep. Like they have like spin classes or whatever. People that yell at you while you're on the bike.
Yeah, it's a treadmill. Or there's all different Pelotons. There's like the bike. There's the treadmill, which are obviously two different things. And then just how you said, it's stream, but you can pick what kind of background you want. Do you want to travel up a mountain? Do you want to be in class? The classes, as far as I know, I think they're live. So it's like going to the gym without leaving your house. Anywho. This gets interesting.
Wasn't it sucking kids in?
That's what it's doing.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, I didn't know anything else about it. I glanced at the article. I didn't read the whole thing. But so, I heard that they were sucking kids in.
When I first heard that and then I read the first sentence says, was your child injured by this workout machine? I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. Some kid's dicking around on the treadmill, sprained
his ankle.
Fell down,
got hurt, and wants to blame Peloton.
Yeah,
no,
but no,
your
no,
child's
no.
an idiot.
That's not what this is, peeps. This is the actual kid or pet being sucked in and under, because this can go on an insane incline. Like, you can go on an incline 45 degrees, I'd say, you think?
Right. Okay.
I mean, you
yeah.
can really go on that. So if anything crosses under your angle, they get stuck to the conveyor belt.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because it's going at that angle. That
yeah.
It, okay. I gotcha.
So if you are.
Oh, so it's just been pulling kids and pets in.
Yeah. If yeah. It's a very,
How
very.
How many people have been injured so far? How many kids and pets have been injured so far?
There's at least 39 incidents.
Holy shit.
Prior to the lawsuit being filed, there's even one death of a 6-year-old.
No way.
Listen to how crazy this is. The 6-year-old was pulled under the rear of the treadmill.
Oh, no way. What a terrible way to die.
Oh, wait, there's a video. There is a video.
Yeah, last thing I want to do is watch a video of a kid dying.
I'm not sure if that's what the video is of, but I do agree it would be insensitive for us to view it on this podcast.
I just don't
want to
see it. I don't want to see a little kid get slaughtered.
If you guys do want to see it,
it's on YouTube.
go to topclassactions.com. Use the search box, type in Peloton, and then you can click the link to watch the video. But that's not something we are interested in.
No.
do you think that's like that Faces of Death?
I never liked that either. That was
I never
before
watched
the internet.
It.
There was a thing called Faces of Death, and it was just video recordings of people dying.
Yeah.
And you had to like secretly find these VHS tapes all over the place.
When the internet was, I don't know, this was maybe like 2002 or so, 2004, my husband was at work and someone called him over to their computer and they're like, oh my God, you got to see this. It's one of the Faces of Death videos. And my husband didn't know what it was. And the guy clicked play and it was beheadings. And he said it totally disturbed him for life.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
No.
I don't want to see that either at all. Nothing.
Yeah. So if you do want to see it, I just told you how to find it, but we're going to pass on that for the sake of this show. But that was our news blitz.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
That was some clickbaity trash.
It was. I mean, Peloton, I didn't know it was actually sucking in kids and pets.
From both sides. That's crazy.
That sounds like you probably shouldn't have that in your house if you have kids or pets.
Or you put it in a room that you can lock your people out of, and then you make a gym.
Yeah, make like a gym that has a key card.
Garage
in there.
Gym, something. Don't be running on this thing with your headphones on while your toddler is cruising the floor.
Well, you know, you can't put it out on your front or on your back porch because it's filled with California condors.
Yes.
So what are you
going to
do?
Is.
It's the kids or the condors.
And you definitely can't rob a McDonald's to save yourself from these problems. That's not going to work.
Or McMuffin.
Or at least if you got to rob a Mickey D's or any restaurant, check the hours.
After 10:30. It's the only time. If you want nuggets.
Well, the Egg McMuffin served all day, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. After 10:30.
Now.
Yeah. Well, that is all the time that we have here for this week. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter or Instagram at filthfromthe80s. If you want to leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text message, it's 248-716-TAP and the number 1. That's 248-716-TAP-1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will. For Karma and myself, we apologize for everything. And we will see you next week.
We are so sorry. So sorry, guys.
Peace.
I just watched Grizzly Man the other day. I've never seen the doc.
Oh, it's real.
That would be worse than the California condors.
Yeah.
That'd be so much worse.
I'd be having some California condor chicken wings or something.
Hell yes. Absolutely.
California condor breasts.
BB gun. Mm-hmm. Right out there.